The 19 members of the Senate Intelligence Committee scowled down from the lofty heights of their oak bastions. Directly below them, a line of photographers had taken up position, snapping hundreds, maybe even thousands of pictures as Jack Greer, Mia Ward, and Admiral Stark struggled to hold firm under the incessant barrage of pointed questions. "Then maybe you can explain to the members of this committee how agents of this group you call Sentinel were able to pose as naval intelligence and infiltrate a top-secret military operation," Senator Al Johnson asked, his mouth less than an inch from the mic.
"We've been looking into that, Senator," Admiral Stark replied, cutting a distinguished figure in his black Navy uniform. "Their credentials were spot on, and at the time we believed the Atian ship was secure."
Jack couldn't help but smile at the Admiral's use of the now popular social media moniker to describe Earth's only known cosmic neighbors. Pronounced Atian, the nickname had originally been coined by a blogger who had based it on the close resemblance the aliens bore to praying mantises. Beside him, Admiral Stark continued doing his best to punch his way out of a cardboard box. "In summary, we suspect they might have had help from someone on the inside." A buzz ran through the audience. Committee Chairman Hatfield crossed his arms and leaned forward.
"Can you be more specific?"
Stark shook his head.
"At this point, I'm afraid I can't."
"Well, as a former Navy man myself," Senator Johnson cut back in, "I can tell you I've never seen such gross incompetence."
"I'm sorry you feel that way, Senator," Stark replied coolly. "Since the moment we detected the vulnerability in our security protocol, federal intelligence agencies across the board have made identifying and apprehending members of Sentinel our top priority. To date, authorities in over 50 countries have effected hundreds of arrests. I can assure you, whatever Sentinel might have once been, it's now but a shadow of its former self."
Senator Johnson pushed his glasses up the bridge of his nose and rubbed at his right eye.
"That may be so, Admiral, but it still does not unwind the damage you people have already done. This body has been convened, at least in part, to determine which of you folks allowed a group of terrorists free rein within perhaps the most sensitive discovery of our time."